dear players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for July 5th, 2021. It's July! This week's nail polish is electric blue, as most of you have guessed in this week's nail polish color quiz. This is the wrap-up episode for season 46, and you know what that means! The full rundown of every single promotion! Ooh, yeah. You also know what that means for next week. An interview! Gamesu was kind enough to accept my request, and I'm very much looking forward to picking their brain on all things Dominion and Dominion adjacent. But first things first, let's wrap up this season. The final three matches of this league season 46 went down this week in A1. We had Akuchi v. J Nails, Akuchi v. Recycle Garbage, and Recycle Garbage v. Crabcat 2. And all of them tied. I very much enjoyed the last A match of the season between season 44 champ Crabcat and season 45 champ RG. There was some excellent pre-match emoji play by RG, let me tell you. The whole chat was covered in little cats and crabs. Crabcat was impressed. I was impressed. I tried to capture it, but text editor simply doesn't do it justice. It was very cute. And also, I didn't know that our Crabcat has the most beautiful singing voice. We are crushing. We stan. So unfortunately, Akuchi and Tracer take their leave from A tier for the time being. NA Smith 99 is our designated season 46 league champion. This is his second overall league win after he snatched the crown for the first time in season 43. Congratulations to our high flyer! Junts, Crabcat 2, J Nails, and Recycle Garbage are all staying in A, but the emoji champion of my heart is going to take a break next season, as is Tracer. Congratulations to all you impressive players. Well done, well played. Moving on to B and C, Sam E took the group win of B1 division with one win over Sikomatic, who tied his last match against Single T. None of the other B2 players were able to contest Shanahan in first position, who went on to win his last match against Terra Cubist, finishing off his season run with a 70% win rate in 5, and might I remind you also not losing one single match. Congrats to our B-tier winners, and I am looking forward to your B-championship match. In C1, Topher1588 remains in top position for another week, but they still have 2.5 matches left to play, so there's still a lot that can happen in this division. As we've already covered last week, Nikatif and his Lipsix are safe at the top of C2 and C3, respectively, even though some matches remain to be played in both divisions. And in C4, Trippy and Jerry Dot are currently ranked above Sir Lucasen, but both Trippy and the Knight still have some matches to finish to decide the final standings. And moving on to D and E, as predicted, things got very, very close in D1 between Fugelm, Earl, and Furcole, who all finished with the same result. This means that Fugelm and Earl promote to C. Don't ask me why, I'm just telling you what the internet tells me. But congratulations to Fugelm and Earl. In D2, Bexor secured the promotion to C, while the second promoting spot is still up in the air between Zieze and Derpa. D3 sees Gamesu and Minion Pan promoting to C, and Viruk and Namek will promote from G4. Congratulations to all of you! As we know, Rust2 promotes from E1, Ravenstone was able to pull through in E2, as we know, Bebetil promotes from E3. In E4, Triple Range Merch stuck out first position and secured the promotion. I sadly jinxed E5 with my coverage last episode. Sorry for that. Beachcomber snatched first place from Alan de Tellen by a hair, by half a win. Cyrusk promotes from E6, Jekyll overtook both Misgun and Schizzalo in first place of E7 and promotes to D. And in E8, Yoifuro promotes over Rikokabe by half a win as well. As you know, I will give you the remaining promotions for F to J tiers after the end of the regular episode, so those of you who aren't interested in all these names don't miss any of the other sections and can tune off after. And with this, we have reached the results comment shoutout section where Tuhei's New starts us off. It's a match result from G8. Tuhei's New played 5-1 against Malgorza and says, nice games and season, thanks to everyone. Thank you, Tuhei's New. Then, oh, that was from Small Games, but I like the results comment. Dornado v. Ginger, and they played 3-1, and Dornado says, Ginger wins in League, I win in Small Games. I guess that's just the rules. Don't jinx it. Then we had some match results from G12. Armenviertel v. MechAttack 2. Apparently the last two games. Armenviertel 0.5, MechAttack 2 1.5. And Armenviertel says, think we both had fun and despair with cards and shuffles. GG. Smiley. Oh yeah, we had the match result from B2. Terracubist v. Marcos, who played 4-2. And Terracubist comments, Mick survives. And then we had match results from G5. J Dizzle v. Zev is great. They played 5-1 and J Dizzle comments, great way to close out the season. Which, I'm sure it's a great way to close out the season for you, J Dizzle, but what about your opponent? And another match result from F11. Pucha, is that how you pronounce it? Pucha. Pucha against you, Exodus. They played 4-2, and Pucha says, woohoo, a win! Little late, but still, see you around in the league, all. Yep, see you. And then, oh, yeah, I think that was all. That was another thing I screenshotted, because it was when it was the how you eat corn thing that Jazip6 posted on Discord. And by that logic, I am definitely an analyst. Because the other way to eat, like to eat corn in a straight line back up, turn slightly and do another row across, is wild. I've never seen anyone eat corn like that. And I'd be shocked. Anyways, we have reached the significant lead shoutout section of this podcast. And the number of players who joined the Significant League Club has decreased, but I think I forgot to shout those E players out, but we'll do so now. So we have Ravenstone, Beachcomber, and Cyrusk for E tier with 67% each in 5 matches. In F tier, we have Go Jekyll, Czech Republic. In G tier, we have Steelers, 987, and J Dizzle. In H tier, we have Mike Dolph and Crazy Double J. And in I tier, Metlock 72 and Urs Blank. So, shout out to all of you. You played so well. And with that, it's time to turn to size games. Round 3 of big games went down. Rust 2, Jekyll, Z-Wade, Cyrusk, and Shanahan won their matches. And we had 2 ties between Chestic and Fulivora, and yeah, Crispy King and Minion Pan each. Round 4 is now underway. Rust 2 and Z-Wade are leading the current rankings, followed by Fika Monster and Shanahan. In medium games, Palace players are slacking a little this week, as Sounder and Tony Wild remain in the lead. For Tower, one last match remains to be played. As of now, J. Trupiano and Bitter Worm Coil lead group rankings. In overall medium games rankings, for the players who've already finished all their matches, J. Trupiano and Bitter Worm Coil lead with 9 wins out of 4 matches each. And in small games, Group Anis is all done. I am, as usual, unfamiliar with rules and such, but I think Eilato and Ginger should both be advancing to the single elimination bracket. Raziraz and Eglit are currently leading Clove, Nietais and Kruskin are leading Fennel, and Eshikur is leading my group, which is, of course, Tarragon. We are quite behind with our matches, which might have to do with the fact that one of our group members has been absent the past 3 weeks. We'll see if they show up. Overall rankings of players who finished all their matches are led by Eilato, Ginger, and Tornado. In other tournament news, we have reached the grand finale of the Grand Market Grand Prix tournament. Cha Shu won the second semi-final against Freaky and will meet NASmith99 for the grand finale. Freaky and Silly Potter already played their match for third place yesterday, which Freaky won. I feel like the finale has already been scheduled, but we'll see together, I guess, in the preview section. And now for my personal weekend games. Nothing much happened last week except for the fact that I commentated a match with Jackto, and it was fun. I mean, when I say I commentated, I was pretty tired because I'd had a very, very exhausting day at work, so I didn't really contribute much in terms of analysis, but I loved the chat and yeah, had a lot of fun engaging with the other specs, so that was cool. Then I played German League for an hour or so on Saturday, which went pretty well. I played and won 3 games. The last one of those was pretty intense. It was a strange and complicated board, and after that I was a little exhausted, so I left it at that for the night. I've scheduled my next small games match for Thursday, 16 UTC. And also, this year's Jewel Set tournament started yesterday, which I've signed up for. I'm in Nocturne group with Earl, Chestic, and Marcos, so a lot of learning opportunities up ahead, no? And since this is the wrap-up episode, it's the Love Fest Part 2. Time for some reflections. I talked to my dear Julia yesterday, and she said my face lights up when I talk about the pod. So I guess the pod remains a source of joy to me. I only have 2 things I wanted to share with you this time around. The first is that I've been singing a lot more during this past season with self-commentary and whatnot. And as singing is something that makes me very happy, I've been pretty happy this past season. I didn't quite expect this, and am very pleased. On a more serious note, my second point. The last time I was talking a little bit about responsibility, and I'd like to add to that now. Basically, what I don't want to do with this platform is air my dirty laundry. And usually there isn't much to begin with anyway, but in the rare cases people do mess with me, I did not and will continue to not bring it up in my personal weekend games on this podcast. Even though it is tempting, don't get me wrong, it's very tempting. But it's just not fair to them. You know, just because people treat me poorly, it doesn't mean I get to treat them poorly in return. And this is something that I very, very strongly believe in. And so if I should ever slip in that regard, please, please, please hold me accountable. And with that, it's time for some acknowledgements. You didn't think you'd get away so easy now, did you? So, love for Bienchen. Bienchen, danke, dass du für mich da warst bei diesem schlimm Spiel. Das war einfach gut zu wissen, dass ich mir das gerade nicht alles einbilde, was da passiert ist. Danke dafür. My dear space enthusiast, thank you for challenging me this past season and look at us now. And thank you also for the good conversations. I appreciate you. My wonderful magician. We're still gonna have that beer sometime. Just you wait, it's gonna happen. You are amazing, thank you. And my lovely karaoke buddy, we are gold. Thank you so much for the fun times and the good songs. Our karaoke thing might just be the most unexpected development of this past season for me, and I am very happy for it. All of you, I hold you dear. And now it's time for the preview. So let's take a look at the calendar. Calendar is quite empty. We have some last league matches because league ended last night. So there are some last matches that are being played, some dual set. And next Saturday, midnight UTC, there are the League B championship finals between Shaunahan and Sam E. It's a bummer. I won't be able to watch, but you all watch and enjoy. And same day, 15 UTC, we have the League E championship semis, or one of them, between Rust2 and Cyrusk. And that's all for now. We'll see how we get over this break together. And now it's time for Spec Chat, where I'll give you one little thought. I have to rewrite that. Okay, so it's Spec Chat, where I'll give you thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. I didn't even notice Drag Race was back on. And with that, there is, of course, the pit stop. And Drag Race is a happy place for me. And until the new seasons are released on Netflix, all I have is the pit stop, which is a recap of Drag Race. So I like to think that DLW is basically the pit stop of the Dominion League. Maybe? Because I'm also always in full drag when I'm recording. So All Stars 6 is now on, and the first episode of the pit stop with Trixie and Bob the Drag Queen was so good. It was so good. I loved it. It was wonderful. And yeah, also, if you were wondering last week during this commentary, I mentioned Trixie and Katya. So for those of you who were wondering what the reference was from, Trixie and Katya are two drag queens from one of the bazillion Drag Race seasons. They also have their own YouTube show, which I'm not watching, but I do enjoy their dynamic a lot. As for All Star 6, I'm not quite set on who is my favorite yet, but I am positively enchanted by Kylie Sonique. She is gorgeous. I mean, duh, it's Drag Race, but whew, hot. And with that, we have reached the promotion shout-out. So I bid those of you goodbye who are tuning off. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week for the interview episode. So as you know, I will now give you each and every player who is promoting this season, and I'll start with those players who will promote from J to I tier. Here we go. Congrats to Peter and Fruther, Beth and Nerathul, Jiminy and Humanist, Dean Corso and Altar Keen, Lord Barrett, Mama R and Operator, Point Luna and Karinil, Mike 82 in Sonnestrahl. Sonnestrahl. Che Dark Rider and Stu. Anitka and Porshant Nagpal. R. Serrano and Smithy 987. Express One and Poo Jawins. Hey, it's CJ. And Brie 823. Jennifer Q. Zhu and Final Thoughts. Tony Bag of Donuts and Paul Velu. Head Meatball and Major Nugs. JRH 150482 and Wooglin. Nick Leby 474. Cabino and Vix. Chamus and Sweet 789. And Gnas and Prez 987. Players who are promoting from I to H tier are Merlos and Titol, Urs Blank and Eos Bamsi, Jan Kos 16 and Jerome R, Tortuga 71 and me, Strumpf, Avantador 18 and Red Rolf Dead, Juke and 4Kami 4, Handinator and Banksy, Jesus von Nazareth 001, nicht zu verwechseln mit Jesus von Nazareth 002, and Jorike, Snowbizzy and Driftblim, Madlock 72 and P Grabber, Zaptus, Wardo 91 and Hobojohn 9000, Comcat 1 and Maz Viking, Supernick and Little Onion, Shocklines and Batman the Horse, Trash Panda, love you Trash Panda, and Sergeant Scorcho, Ecol and Rioran. That's too many vowels. No Lux Given and Troth 20. And those were all for I Division because the first five divisions in I aren't decided yet. I'll give you those, as you know, the episode after next. So congratulations to all of you, to all of us. And we continue with those players who are promoting from H tier to G tier with Leopard Krone, Cyber Lady, Frethy, Noodles, Mike Dolph, Hierarch, or Hierarch, Nilufer, MCU Fly, Met 979, 6K3W7IV5TG28, Bitterworm Coil, Chalupko, Bablovet, and Dornado. Congratulations, all of you, well played. And those players who are promoting from G tier to F are Armenviertel and MechAttack 2, Philo 12 and The Mooch, Rua Padi and Two Haze New, iCall and ZJ96, Marmot Mania and Lookout, Kangaroo and Jer128, and that's it for now for G tier. And finally, shout out to all you players in F tier who are promoting to E tier next season. Shout out to GoJekyll, Czech Republic, Lucas567, WJ11, Missouri Ben, Cat Don't Bark, Af, Beastbar29, and Xalexa. So congratulations, everyone. I hope you had a fun season. I certainly did, even though mine was cut short, unfortunately. I will see all of you next season, even though I won't be playing, but I will be watching you to make this creepy. And for those who have listened to all of this, for those of you who are still listening, first of all, you are great. Thank you. And if you are in the mood for a reward, DM me and I'll send you a recording of me reading my favorite passage from The Lord of the Rings. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumphf, and I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!